Kamala Harris promises more housing, even more migrants. By Neil Monroe on November 2, 2024. Kamala Harris is promising more housing for younger voters, but is also hiding her plans to import more migrants for her new housing. "Our nation's housing supply is too low and your rent is too high," she said in the campaign closing November 2 video, adding, "It is a simple matter of supply and demand. My housing plan will cut red tape and create incentives for development so we can build 3 million new homes during my first term. Meanwhile, I will curb back down on corporate landlords who are unfairly buying homes in bulk and increasing rental prices. Together we will make housing more affordable for millions of Americans." The pitch is likely aimed at younger voters who have seen their rents leap upwards because of President Joe Biden's high migration, low-wage economic strategy. But rents are likely to keep rising because Harris has promised to ease the inflow of migrants via changes in asylum law, chain migration, and amnesty. A recent report by a pro-Harris think tank predicts she could import 4 new migrants for the 3 million apartments or houses that she is promising to build. Harris would import almost 4 million migrants in 2025, and 12.3 million migrants during her 4 years, by continuing President Joe Biden's policies, according to an October report by the business-funded Brookings Institution. President Donald Trump's running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, spotlighted the Democrats' contradictory promises of cheaper housing and more migration during a 3-hour chat with Joe Rogan. "What does it do to housing prices? We've seen this in a number of communities, including those that I represent in Ohio. When you bring in thousands and thousands of people, you cannot build enough houses quickly enough to accommodate that. So the cost of housing becomes unaffordable for American citizens. It is the craziest thing that we've seen in this country that you don't even allow people to talk about the effects of mass migration anymore," Vance added. "We expect net immigration to be significantly higher under a Harris administration than a second Trump administration," the Brookings report says as it describes 4 alternative scenarios. In the high scenario, Harris will import 3.7 million migrants in 2025 and 12.3 million from 2025 to 2028. A 2025 inflow of 3.7 million legal, illegal, quasi-legal, and temporary migrants would deliver 1 migrant for every American birth. Overall, the report says Harris's high migration policies would grow the U.S. population by 15 million during her 4 years, or roughly 3 million new households. Her economic plan is built on high immigration policies and is endorsed by a Wall Street analyst who worries that Trump's low migration policies will reduce the cost of housing. The huge and disruptive inflow of migrants, however, will only raise annual economic growth by 1 cent for every $10, the Brookings report admitted. In contrast, the report predicts much lower immigration if Donald Trump is re-elected. Unlike the other scenarios, the Trump low scenario yields net negative migration. Net migration is around minus 740,000 in 2025 and minus 230,000 in 2026. Cumulative net migration over the 4 years is around 410,000. An inflow of 410,000 migrants would consume just 100,000 housing units, so helping reduce housing costs for young Americans.